CNN's Rogers warns against states criminalizing every single aspect of reproductive rights. By Trent Baker on June 24, 2022. On Friday, CNN legal analyst Jennifer Rogers reacted to the Supreme Court overturning the 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling. Rogers admitted she was emotional over the ruling and asked how far states would go to criminalize women trying to control their reproductive rights. She said the uncertainty of states being able to control things like apps for tracking menstrual cycles was scary. "Listen, it's a heartbreaking betrayal of half of the country," Rogers lamented. "Sorry, I'm getting, you know, I'm watching the women there, it's emotional. It's a real problem. People are talking about privacy issues. You know, can states who are trying to criminalize abortion not just for the women getting them but of doctors providing them? Of people driving them to the clinic, are they going to be able to search your apps? You know, there's apps that track menstrual cycles. How far are these states going to try to go in criminalizing every single aspect of women trying to control their reproductive rights? And that's where it gets scary because we don't know what states will try to do. It's going to be a patchwork, and it will lead to laws where they try to really invade people's privacy in unprecedented ways. And then those will have to be challenged and work their way through the court. So, we're talking about a period of chaos where women not only can't be confident that they can get an abortion but can't even be sure that they have the right to track their own cycles. I mean, to control other parts of their reproductive processes in a way we have taken for granted not for just 50 years but really for centuries. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at @MagnifyTrent.